You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Ben's got the pig pet, the music out, which only means one thing. We are at the business end of the ANZ Premiership season, and that means we are coming to an end of Storm's Team of the Week, the segment.
Did you pick one last week?
No,
in my
I left it. I thought, yeah, it would have been quite biased if I did it.
Okay, yeah, fair.
But I should just
text you one through on my
sick
bed.
We'll leave that to Storm. You know, this is Storm's segment, so we just moved on, skipped past it.
Okay.
But it is time for Storm's Team of the Week.
Whee!
The segment where we get Storm to nominate her seven from this round, round 12's ANZ Premiership Netball, and an honorary MVP / captain for the round. So Storm, going to bring it back for the old days. Where would you like to start?
I will start at goal shoot again.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Nothing's changed.
Well,
let's
just because it's the boring
changed.
One for me.
Yeah.
Because, well, I've gone Grace Mickey again.
Okay.
Over 50 goals in both matches. I just feel like if it's not going to be Grace, then another shooter needs to like really stand up and be incredible for me to think that they played better in a round. So if I'm being purely like honest here and you know, trying to be true to what this team of the round is, it's Grace Mickey again.
Well, it is damn near hard to fault her, isn't it? And some of those balls that she just plucked out of the air from Pieter, I know we get used to it every week, but there was something in the Mystics' water this weekend. So reasonable.
And that Stars game in particular.
There were shots of, let me just paint the picture for you there at home. Ellie Temu and Kalera Nawaitausau there, both hands up in the air, in front of Grace's hands. Pieter Tuiava launches one. And then out of nowhere, Grace plucks it out.
Threading the needle.
It doesn't make sense to me at all. She defies physics, the combo. So that's very well justified. Goal attack this week.
Gone with Tapia Selby-Rickett, who we were just talking about.
Yes.
Off air. I think in both matches, just really skillful play, really stepped up in sort of understanding and owning her role as a goal attack. In the past, we've been critical of her trying to do too much, particularly outside the circle. These last couple of rounds, I think her stats have just looked way more balanced, and it's paying off for that tactics attacking end. So, go TP.
We know that we always see TP's sort of relaxed nature, sort of easy going out there on the court, but she really knows how to step it up near the end of the season. Dame Knowles in attendance for the game last night, and she a couple times glanced over and said, You seeing me do my work?
Look at my fadeaway.
Yeah, once again, well justified, tying it up. But let's go down into wing attack.
Yes, this is a new one for me, actually. I've gone with Kimi Ora-Poi.
Love it.
For similar reasons, to be honest, to TP. I just think really stepping up and owning that wing attack position, and you know, some of her numbers in terms of her feeds and lack of turnovers, super super high. I think it would be like it's impossible to ignore that tactics attacking end over the past sort of two rounds, but these past two games in particular, taking the Mystics to ET, beating the Pulse by as much as they did, they're doing something right down there. And yeah, as captain of that tactics side, she just led by her actions and really stepped up.
Another one that we've talked about in the eye of Silver Fern contention, usually playing at centre, playing at wing attack. If you did miss that, I caught up with her last week. Head to the Centre Pass podcast channel, wherever you get your podcasts, but very refreshing to see she's settled in. Just unfortunate that it had to happen at this end of the season. Let's go down in centre, the glue this week.
I wanted to go Mila Morelli Buchanan from the Stars, but I actually ended up going with Kate Heffernan. Just because I'm kind of like every week I ask myself, what more can she do for this team? You know, like she's always the standout performer, always leading the way in every stat in terms of feeds, gains, everything from that centre position where you're really just supposed to be the link and just kind of supposed to be there as an outlet and to help the defence look good. She's kind of doing everything. And I felt so sorry for her that they couldn't quite get that win in that game against the Magic, and it's been the case for, what, 3 or 4 games this season, these heartbreaking losses. But at the end of every game, I'm thinking, gosh, I mean, Kate Heffernan still played amazingly. So, yeah, she's my centre this week.
Another player that sort of seems to me to almost be a little bit underlooked, I mean, in terms of the Steels' results, but come World Cup time in South Africa, I think that really helps her case in terms of she's going to, for me, one of the standouts going in, one to watch for sure in South Africa. And standing up after the season that the Steel have had, people are going to think, where has this come from? But nothing new for Kate.
Well, I think that's why I haven't really picked her, because I've been like, I can't pick someone in this team of the round from a team who's constantly losing and losing by quite a lot. But these last couple of rounds, obviously the games have been closer and she's just really stood out. No matter who's on the court.
No, respect the call. Let's move on to wing defence this week.
Wing D, interesting one possibly, but I went with Michaela Sokolic-Beetson. She had virtually no stats in the Stars game. Clean stat board in terms of like pickups, intercepts, deflections or whatever. But all I remember from that game was how much of a nuisance she was to both Crampton and Riley Buchanan. Like, she was on them like a rash and did a really good job at just disrupting the Stars' attacking end for most of that game. And I think we even talked about it. I think we were texting during the game, kids, like, look at MSB just suffocating the Stars' defensive end. And I couldn't believe that she had no stats to her name. So another, you know, just an example of why stats don't tell the full story. It was kind of the opposite in the tactics game last night. She had like 3 or 4 games, yeah. I think, which is hard to do as a wing D, but it just shows that she can do both and she can play both roles and do what she needs to do in a game plan for her side. And man, she's having a great season.
Yeah, one of those players that I think, yeah, we were talking about it. You can get Tia Winikarea to say, Mick, I just need you to stay like glue on either Gina or Mila, no in between, and she'll do that for you. And you're right, it was amazing to watch and look down at the stats and see the clean slate for Mickey Sox. I've been thinking she was my MVP, yeah. being there, just watching it in the flesh. So definitely a case that I can be there for. Let's go in to the defensive circle and let's start off at goal defence this week.
Goal defence, I've gone Phoenix Kartika. I know I'm like Karen Berger through and through every week, but obviously that defensive circle has been different for the tactics, with her playing a bit of wing D, Kate Lloyd playing a bit of goal D, with Jane Watson being in and out. And I actually just thought, no, even regardless of all that, Fee actually has played some great netball and got critical gains in that tactics match towards the end. Did a really great job on both Maya and Amorangi working alongside Sulu Fitzpatrick to shut Maya Wilson out of that game. Amorangi did step up, but, you know, the Mystics did their job in terms of their defensive game plan there. And she doesn't shy away from getting the incredible specky intercepts that I love to watch. She's got the hops, she's got the speed. So shout out to Fee, my goal D for the week.
Yes, now, just on that, on Phoenix Kartika, do you think that this is her best season, just in terms of versatility? Her game feels so complete. We saw her launching passes into Grace Wiecki and then going down the other end and nicking them off any winger, tackle, centre who wants to come into the circle. Do you think that this is potentially the best year we've seen of Fee?
I think in terms of consistency, definitely. Like, I look back, Phoenix and I played together at the Steel way back in sort of 2014, 2015, and they were our glory days, man. We used to laugh about how much we love playing with each other, and I was like, yeah, I just make you look good because she's just getting intercepts all over the show. And I just think she's playing with that kind of freedom again, but now it's way more polished and it's consistent. So without a doubt, I think, yeah, this has been her best season.
Fantastic. Let's round it out this week and head down to goal keep.
Kate Lloyd.
Yes. Oh, I'm so glad with this. I was hoping that you'd bring up Kate Lloyd.
The surprise in my voice is just genuine of like how much she surprised me this round. I was getting kind of pissed off. Like, I knew the tactics were managing minutes for Jane, but I thought, why would you not start her and just, you know, start with a bang and take her off when you need to? But it just showed that I had no faith in Kate Lloyd like the tactics coaches did. And I was wrong. You know, she got into the head of Amelia Walmsley, did a great job, came out for some great ball. And then when Jane Watson did come on, particularly in that Mystics match, she moved across to goal defence. And I was thinking, gosh, don't break up the Karen Berger-Jane Watson combo. But again, wrong. She did such an amazing job on Phil Davoui for that match. So I'm like, Kate Lloyd, secret weapon for the tactics. Great to have her on your bench, in your side, and in the case of round 12, you know, starting. She did a great job.
In a sense, against a team like the Pulse or against a team like the Mystics, who are very similar teams in terms of the goal attack almost acts as a third feeder, I think that having Kate Lloyd and Jane Watson in the defensive circle with Karen at wing defence,
terrifying,
able to sort of have a focus on Whitney or Maddie or Taylor and Petter in the mystic sense, I think it's a fantastic idea. So I was so stoked when they did decide to make that decision and keep Kate Lloyd on the court, a player who's over this weekend has really proved herself in saying, hey, look, I can step in here and play the role. Obviously not to the extent of Jane Watson and Karen Berger, but when you open up that avenue to allow Karen to go on wing defence and not have to worry about the circle as much, oh, it was scary for me. I just wish that it happened earlier. They found the click, but it's the way it goes.
It just makes sense against the taller circles, doesn't it? When you've got your Graces and your Amelias in the circle, then of course get your three tallest players out in that defensive end and cause havoc. So you're absolutely right. It is a game plan that worked. Maybe they should have explored it earlier.
All right, now it saddens me to say that this is going to be our last MVP.
Yeah.
So I don't think, Ben's giving me a look now there, I don't think it's really going to matter who wins MVP this week. It's pretty fair. He said maybe, so let's hear it, Storm.
I don't think it is going to happen because I think it's the first time for this player, but I've gone with Michaela. Mickey Socks,
nice.
Beats it.
Mickey Socks played out of her socks.
Nice.
Yeah, thank you very much. No, that was very dry when I was hoping I'd get a bottom there, but no luck at all. But there we go. Next week on Centre Fast and Focus. Thank you. Thank you very much. It wasn't Kelly. Nah, there we go.